Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
Of the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm Job Israel, the Commonwealth of Israel, and also of Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class. Tonight we have Come and See Ministries Bible Study Class, and tonight we're dealing with fruits of the Spirit. Fruits of the Spirit. In fact, tonight is, I just had a little minor distraction, but tonight is Friday night, Fruits of the Spirit. What do you mean? We're going to be dealing with fruits of the Spirit, whether they be good or evil. You know, one thing we don't understand, one thing I'm not going to say we don't understand. I don't think we take it as serious as we should, and that is the gravity of the fruits of the Spirit. And the Father had warned us that there will be some fruit that we need to be aware of, especially the fruit of what we now know the infamous fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. That's one. And then he also talked about the fruit that that's within ourselves that we need to be careful of, that he referred to as sin. Amen. So we need to be careful of that. Amen. So with that being said, what we want to do is can have our brothers uncover their head and approach the Father. And stand and face Jerusalem and approach the Father. And as in our sisters as well, they can cover their head as we stand and approach the Father. Jesus. Amen.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us all our debts as we forgive our debts to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth those things, go spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their family. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and countenance upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. In Jesus' name,
Father, we ask, Father, please send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send, give them a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen. Amen. So, we're dealing with the fruits of the Spirit. This is Friday night, fruits of the Spirit. And tonight, you know, we're going to go into detail about what the fruits of the Spirit are, what that means to us as servants of God, is it important to even have the fruits of the Spirit? Is it a part of our prerequisite as far as salvation? You know, and other things is, you know, fruits of the Spirit are not always good, you know. You have another fruit of the Spirit that we have to be careful about that God warned us about. And that's another thing, you know. We always think fruits of the Spirit is supposed to land us on something really good. If not, it lands us on the character of an individual or a being. Okay. To the Spirit, you're not getting into the kingdom. Without the fruits of the Spirit, you won't seek no hope. Without the holy fruits of the Spirit, you won't see God. So this is that thing. We have to hire the Spirit to even see God. And we have to also always take into account that He's the first fruit of the Spirit all the time. So if he's the first fruit of the Spirit, he's the example of what we're supposed to be. And that's what I call perfect timing. I would be sitting here on my job. For a good 4 hours, and then soon as the radio show gets ready to start, they call exactly when the line is opening up. Great. Only in this world, right? But one thing about it, they can't keep us tied up forever. Dr. King said, you can't keep a man down in the valley unless you come down in there with him. I think they missed that part of the speech. And I think that should have been the part they should have been listening to.
Okay, got that done. Amen. All things. So once again, the title of this precept is Friday Night, Truth of the Spirit. Normally, we'd be way ahead of this, but, you know, the enemy always has something in store when you got something in store for somebody that's listening. And he knows there's something in here for someone. So, let's pick this up in Genesis chapter 1. Genesis 1 and 26. And it says this. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, the first thing we have to acknowledge is that we have dominion over everything that moves over the earth. That means angels. That means angels as well. You see, this is that thing. Whatever moves upon the earth, if the Lord gave it to you, you have dominion over it. So, what do dominion mean, so that we can understand what it is that he did with this man when he said, you have dominion over everything that move upon the earth? And believe, if he said dominion over everything that move upon the earth, that also acknowledged the angels. Amen? That also acknowledged the angels, that they're under your dominion as long as they are moving within the guidelines of this planet. Amen. So, it says authority, concerns, department, discipline, district, dominion, empire, estate, field, jurisdiction, neck of the woods, orbit, power, province, realm, region, spear, terrain, territory. This is that thing. So this is our territory, earth. This is our terrain, earth, because we are terrain. Or Terran, as some would say. Terran, you know. That seemed to be the new word, Terran. But, yeah, we are terrain. Amen? So, the first thing he gave us was dominion over our realm, which is one of the words under dominion, realm. Province, domain. Wherever you live at, you got dominion there. And even inside of your home, you got he's giving certain orders to the husband and the wife. They have dominion within the house as well. So this law is given within mankind to rule everywhere within it, wherever man is, whether it's in government or in his own private home. Amen? So and with this, you also have dominion over the spirits in government, also in your own private home, hands down in the church, well, supposedly in the church, but we know, we found out that the spirits hang out in churches all the time. So, you know, that's another thing. 1 second. Yellow. Okay. Hey, amen. So, let's pick this up at verse 29. And it says this, and he said, and God said, behold, I've given you every green herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, which is the fruit of the tree, yielding seed to you, it should be for me. And now, let me read this again. He said, and God blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. All right, so let's look at this word. First thing he said was bless. So he blessed us as a man.
Right.
So what do bless mean? Adored, adored, beatified, consecrated, divine, exalted, glorified, hallowed, holy, redeemed, resurrected, revered, rewarded, sacred, saved, spiritual, unprofane. That's what blessed me, when he blessed us. He said that we were sacrificed. He said we were adored. We were sanctified, forgive me. We were sanctified, adored. That's what blessed me, sanctified and adored, not set apart. It says this, it says, among the angels, consecrated. So he said he consecrated us. He made us divine, yeah, because he put on this same thing. So he had to bless it for him to even put it on. He said glorified, hallowed, holy. So he's telling us he made us what? Holy. Hallowed. He hallowed us. He made us holy. He said this, he said, redeemed. So he's going, you know, he put it in the law that he's going, the spirit of redemption, that we would need a redemption if need be. So he had to write that in the law before he created us, that we would be redeemed. And he said this, he said, resurrected is also in blessed. So when he spoke the word blessed, he spoke resurrection into the creation. This is that thing. So the resurrection was always going to take place. Amen. Amen. So blessed is also up under resurrection and redeemed. What else he said here? All right, so we might as well start from the top. Start from the top. Fruits of the Spirit. What is it? Fruits of the Spirit 101. Because these are the first fruits right here. Pay attention to the speech. And God blessed him and said, be fruitful. Amen. Let's look at this word fruit. Advantage, benefit, effect, outcome, profit, reward. So being fruitful means to be a profit. It means to be a reward to something. It means to be an advantage or effective. What else to say? Abounding, productive. So being fruitful don't necessarily mean that you are cohabitating and reproducing children and stuff like that. That's not the first term for being fruitful. The first term for being fruitful as far as that concern is replenish. Fruitful is spiritual. Fruitful is the spiritual content of replenish. It says this, blooming, beneficial, advantageous, abounding, abundant, fertile. Deep fertile is way down here. Flourishing. Gainful. Plentiless. Plentiful. So this is why you got a lot of, you know, whatever our heart is, that's where we gain at. That's where we're going to get gains from, you know, whether it's in technology or scripts or, you know, books, whatever it may be. Wherever your heart is, that's where you're going to have the most gains at. You see? If you're not, if your heart ain't in this world, you won't have a lot of worldly things. But if your heart is in the spirit, you'll have a lot of spiritual things. gainful, plenteous, plentiful, fuse, prolific. Now, people, we need to look these words up because these are words unto themselves. This is how, when you start dealing with the understanding of the true living God, how when he said his knowledge and his wisdom is infinite, then we start seeing that it really is infinite because we can go on and on and on just running down the synonyms of one word. And I really don't think you will come to an end of running it, you know, just breaking down one word to a smallest denominator. I don't think there will ever be an end. That's what Solomon said, that, you know, there's not an end of reading. I don't think there's an end of words. That's why he called this kingdom that we're in Babel. Because that's all people do is run their mouth. Run their mouth, tell their own story, justify their madness. Babel. Flourishing. Okay, it said prolific. Reproducing. Rewarding. Rich. This is why Solomon was rich. This is why you had rewards of anything that you're putting in the world, whether they be good or evil. You see? So this word had to exist inside of the creation as a law. So when he wrote fruitful, he was speaking more than just having children. He was speaking spiritual blessings upon us in the image of God. Because your God is rich. He said, I own 1,000 cattle on 1,000 hills, and if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. End of the story. Nothing you can do about it. Successful, useful, well spent, worthwhile. Now, the antidote to fruitful. Now, get this. The antidote to fruitful is this. Barren, impotent, sterile, unfruitful, unproductive. If you're not productive in the spirit, then you're unproductive and you're unfruitful. So, those are the antidotes to what fruitful is. So you have to always be on the side of fruit. He said, be fruitful and multiply. This is another word we have to look at, multiply, because we take these things for granted. Once again, you cannot take anything in the Word of God for granted. And trust me, I know I've done it. And the reason why I'm here right now with this thesaurus open right now is to show you how easy it is to lean on to our own understanding. As the Lord said, there's a way that seems right on a man, but the end thereof is death. Multiply. It means this. Add. So add to yourself. Increase yourself. Reproduce yourself. Alchemate yourself. Boost yourself. Breathe. See that? Build up yourself. See, it ain't no wrong with going to the gym or working out. That's in there. Compound. Cube. Double yourself. Enlarge yourself. Expand yourself. Extend yourself. Generate yourself. Heighten yourself. Magnify yourself, manifold yourself, populate yourself, procreate yourself, produce yourself, raise yourself, repeat yourself, rise, spread, square. There it is. So that's what multiply means. Obviously, multiply means a lot more than what we have given it credit for. And that's the sad part that I had to find out that I was so guilty of that I had put the Word of God in a box that was unfruitful to me.
What I mean, it was unfruitful to me because I wasn't learning from nothing from it because I was too busy in my own world. I was afraid, really, to step outside of my world. I was afraid to step outside of a world that I was norm to. So when you start investigating these spirits and things like that, you find yourself in them. And so now you have to exercise the spirit that's inside of you. So it's a fear factor there. It's a fear factor there. The fear is the ugly truth of yourself, which nobody want to face. Nobody want to hear about it. You don't even want to hear about it from your parents, let alone somebody that's lesser than you you think is a parent. The most people would take retribution from is basically a parent, a clergyman, or a law official. Aside from that, people ain't listening at corrections willy-nilly. Because the word of God can't lie. Every man is right in their own eyes in the ending of his death. So we got to be careful of the spirits that we entertain because they may be the end of us. Not only in this life, but the world to come. He said, and the end thereof is death. Death. Amen. So he said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish. So let's look up the word replenish. Because see, here's the other thing. When you read words like this and you actually take the time to go through it, you're planting a seed. Now, what do you mean you plant the seed? All of us is from the dirt. Remember now, he created Adam from the dirt. Amen. So Adam is created from the dirt, which only means that Adam is created from the dirt, can bear fruit according to the law in Genesis 1 and 13. He said, let the earth bring forth fruit after its kind. And, of course, we're from the earth. So when he was speaking, let the earth bring forth fruit, he was speaking of us as well. Whether it be good or whether it be evil, because he told Adam thorns and thistles is coming out. So he created thorns and thistles, weeds and stuff like that in the earth. Why? Because they have their own purpose. A lot of times you'll find maybe the weeds don't look all that great in the lawn and whatnot, but the content is invaluable to the human body. A dandelion will give you all the vitamin B you can use, or a D or whatever it may be. Vitamin D, dandelion, whatever. Yeah, okay, that's the thing. So this is that we have to be conscious of. Amen? Replenish. Replenish. So replenish. Fill. Start. Furnish. So when he told this man, he said, fill, refill, restart, refurnish the earth, which only makes sense because the dinosaurs was here. Oh, there go their conversation. I could put the dinosaur conversation right here under replenish without even having to deal with dinosaurs. Because we know that dinosaurs were here before us. So therefore, to replenish the earth only makes sense because he flooded the earth out again. You know, we want to call it an ice age, right? Meteorite hit the earth. We always want to sensationalize stuff in America, man, because when you sensationalize stuff in America, you can make money off of it. So, this is the story. A big meteorite hit the earth. It's their story. A big meteorite hit the earth, called the Ice Age, froze all the animals, And lo and behold, marsupials came up. I don't think I said that right, but I think marsupials, well, that's like hamster. Anyway, but something to that effect came up, and next thing you know, man is here from nothing. Consciousness, numbers, days, time came from a single mind cell. Really? Really? Consciousness came from an explosion. Consciousness came from a rock flying through outer space. That brick in your yard, if I throw it over the fence, somewhere along that fence, it's going to wake up and start teaching us how to count. Give that brick some time. It's going to do it. You just sit and wait. That brick is going to talk. So that's exactly what they said. There was an explosion from something, from nowhere, and brought all these particles together, and lo and behold, we came up out of it with consciousness, with the laws of right and wrong. How about that? Exactly. Replenish, restock, renew, renew the earth, you know, with beasts and animals and people, you know, because we do have a Lucy. You know, maybe they were prototypes. God knows. You know, and even using the word God is a secondary word. You know, even using Elohim and Yah and whatever you want to dig out of that madness, man. This whole language is bastard out. You can't tell me you speak in Hebrew using the alphabet. You dumber than two rocks. You telling me because you could say a word that sound Hebrew in English, using the English alphabet, you're speaking Hebrew? That's what we call a super oxymoron. You're a super moron. How can you be a super moron? Because there's no way I can speak Japanese with the English alphabet. I cannot interpret Japanese using the English alphabet. I would have to learn Japanese in order to learn Japanese. I can't learn Hebrew using a Phoenician alphabet. So we're not there. I mean, you can miss me with that. I mean, okay, if that's your dig, I mean, but you can't justify it. Can't justify. Not in the law. Especially when he say he's going to destroy it. Can't justify. Ain't nothing you can do with it. All you can do is keep the commandments and don't swear falsely. Then maybe he'll reveal his real name to you and he find you worthy. Find us worthy, so to say. But up until then, that name that you're using, what name that we're using, you're going to destroy it from us under the heaven just like that. And then we'll be using another name. So he's going to replenish the earth with everything. So when he spoke replenish, that was everything. Everything, everything. New science, new ideas, new social structures. New architects, new advancements, new inventions, replenish the earth with all this. You know, when we look at the word replenish, we want to put it in a box, but no, replenish is everything that we can look around and see that we have achieved. That's all up under replenish and being fruitful and have a dominion in the areas that we are. Let's look at this a little further. and make sure that I am still online. Make sure that we still online. Let's check my mic. Bear with me. Amen. Well, I guess I am. Let me do this. Okay. So now, with that being said, so we've seen that the Lord was really giving us laws and statutes and things like that through words. So we see right now that this is very, very powerful. So we can't just look at these things and just take them for granted. So when he said be fruitful, he meant it. He meant it on so many levels that we can't even conceive it, because it would be an endless search for us. You know, when all comprehension belonged to him, if I took that word fruitful and broke down every synonym to it, I still would be running. I don't think I have enough time in my life to continue to break down the words that I see inside of fruitful. I just don't. I don't believe there is enough time to look up all the words. You know, the only thing we can do is run it, you know, look up what we can and follow the Spirit. Just follow the Spirit. Follow the Spirit and where it's leading you. You see, that's the thing. Follow the Spirit and see where it's leading you. You know, not everybody is led in the same place. Some of us are led in different things. You got to let the Spirit lead. Okay, Galatians chapter 5 and 18. But if you be led of the Spirit, there it is, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, envying, murders, drunkenness, revelry, such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have told you in times past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Okay, so this is the first thing that God had us look at right here. Fruits of the Spirit are these, right? If you're led of the Spirit, you're not out of under the law. But now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery. So, what is adultery? That would be the next thing, right? First, let's finish this verse out, and then we're going to come back and we're going to break down all it is, God willing. And then, God willing, what we leave, we're going to come back and do next Friday. We'll pick this back up again. But again, it says this, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. But the gift of the Spirit, remember now, the fruit, we looked up the word fruit, and it's more to just a fruit, like a taste or some plant that just came out of the ground. We just found out that fruit had a bigger understanding than that. But the fruit of the Spirit, let's look at that. Listen to what he's saying here. The fruit of the, this is why a lot of us don't receive the fruits of the Spirit, because we're not looking at the fruits of the Spirit, because we think we already have the fruits of the Spirit or know what the fruit of the Spirit is. He said, but the fruits of the Spirit are these: beneficial, conductive, effective, gainful, prolific, reproducing, rewarding, rich, successful, useful, and well spent. Love is well spent. Joy is well spent. Peace is well spent. Long suffering is well spent. Gentleness is well spent. Goodness is well spent. Faith is well spent. Meekness and temperance, against such there is no law. And they that have crucified the flesh with their affections and lusts, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit, and let us also not be desirous of vainglory, provoking another to envy in one another. What do you mean, vainglory? That's somebody who really needs to be a big head. Somebody who needs to be in charge. Somebody who needs to be in front. Because not that God put them there, they put themselves there. You know, chances are they lied or stole or some type of mischievous way got to a place where they shouldn't be. And if they're not supposed to be there, then it's not from God. That's how you look at it. If God didn't do it, it's not from God. Just that simple. We can all steal. I can steal your car. It'll never be my car. It'll always be my stuff. No matter how much I drive, no matter how long I drive it, it'll always be my car that you stole. And it'll always be a witness, as long as you're in possession, that you stole it. And you'll be a witness to yourself. That's another thing we got to be careful with those things. We don't take it for granted that one sin leads to a cascade or a domino effect that'll lead you into the lake of fire unless the Lord come in and drop that and stop it. That's rude. If you don't stop it, you're in trouble. If you don't stop it, you're in trouble. If he letting you go head on with your madness, you're in trouble. That means he ain't trying to put no brakes on it. He's letting everything that's extended to what you're doing manifest itself, grow, and be fruitful. That's in sin. Remember now, he told us to be fruitful. So it doesn't mean just to be in righteousness. You can be fruitful in wickedness. Ask Antiochus of him. Ask Sodom and Gomorrah. They were fruitful, but they were wicked. And the Lord killed them because they were wicked. But they were fruitful. You know, but then again, I bet you they had their idols that they were worshiping. I bet you they was calling on their yahs or God or whatever they want to call it. But it was still wicked. It doesn't matter. Eventually, judgment comes. Eventually. So we don't want to add sin to us, because when we add sin to us, we add, like he said, seven more worse than what we went away with. So if you had a problem with adultery, you probably added idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, strife, sedition, and heresies, drunkenness, envying, and murders to it, as David. I can read all that and say, David, all this was in that whole scenario with David and Bathsheba. Adultery, fornication, lust and lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, various emulation, sedition, heresy. What do you mean? Because when you commit adultery, you're teaching the world to rebel against God with your actions. You're teaching seditions and heresies along with that. So that's why I said you got to be careful what you're doing, because the Lord will add all that stuff to you. Next thing you know, you find yourself in a world of webs of sin, and you don't even know how you got there. You don't even know how you got there. Amen? Amen. So let's go back and let's look at this. All right? So first, let's look at the world's definition of what is adultery. Right, that would be my only thought, is because it begins with an A. Adultery. Extra affair, carrying on, cheating, extracurricular activity, fling, fornication, hanky-panky. So adultery breeds fornication. Well, yeah, fornication is in adultery, because fornication is the act of having sex without marriage. So you can't marry a married person. So if you're having sex with a married person, you're only performing fornication, and there's no justification of that. There's no justification of fornication. That's the biggest willful sin we could commit, because you don't accidentally slip in between somebody's legs. That's all, unless somebody was raped, all that is all compliant in sin, all of it. I'm sure David, when he had sin with Bathsheba, he was still feeding the hungry and the homeless, and he was still doing what he did in the kingdom for the people and making sure they had clothes and all that type of stuff. He was still doing it because that's what he was supposed to do. But the bell rung, and he had to pay for the things that he'd done. That was a different conversation. So, it means to cheat. So you could commit adultery, man, not just in a marriage situation, but in a business situation, which is actually the agreement between man and God. You can adulterate your relationship with the Lord by cheating. Wilson. That's one thing to make a mistake in. But it's another thing to be praying and you know you really been on some wickedness. And then act like it's not. No. Because there's a God in heaven that we're covering our throne with wickedness. And it's not going away. Not. Until we repent, it's not going away. And the sad part is that he said, I'm going to remember all of your sins. And we don't even want that. Forget the fact that we just committed, but he may bring back all the ones that we committed and just add all that stuff to us. And then add up everything that we've done with that one act, and it'll be enough to cast us into the lake. You're looking at the way the synonyms and stuff like that hand on a word, we can end up with a whole lot of accusations against us by committing one act. One act of sin could have you up under a ton of accusation that could lead to death just under this one act. And then fornication, the act of having sex without the intent of marriage. Well, up until the late 20s, the 20s, you wasn't allowed to marry in this country, but now you are. I mean, homosexuals are allowed to marry, which at that point, up to the end, the law was legit. It was just fornication, because the point of marriage is to cohabitate and reproduce, and you can't reproduce if you two men and two women. It's fornication that don't make any sense. There's no law for that other than sin. Uncleanliness, the same thing. But spiritual, your spirit mind is unclean. You're a filthy human being. You're a wicked human being. Uncleanliness leads to wickedness. Uncleanliness leads to a whole lot of other stuff, up on occasion. And then there's lasciviousness. That's the act of exciting lust, or like porn would be lasciviousness, or exciting someone to be attracted to you so that you can have sex with them for whatever reason. Maybe it's just something that you do. Maybe it's something that we just do. This could be daunting. Not something that we're supposed to, not something we should just be doing if we're under the blood. If you're in a world, that's a whole other conversation. You can take your chances on that. But under the blood, that's death on the stick. That's death on the stick. That's that conversation that he had with Mary. You what? Okay. Your sins are forgiven. Go and sin no more. Hello. Yes, sir. We don't want that to be led on. Lasciviousness is like, you know, when clothes that are lead to lust, you know, revealing clothes, clothes that you probably should be just wearing with your spouse, you know, stuff like that. Wearing clothes that's way too fitting, so to say. That can excite lasciviousness, you know, things of that nature. So that adds to sin because lasciviousness is the act of excite lust. Well, if I'm an adulterer, then I'm going to excite lust to commit fornication and adultery. So all those things kind of run together. And it's an uncleanliness of the spirit. It's an unclean spirit. Ain't no justifying that. It is a unclean spirit. If you are performing these things, you are entertaining unclean spirit. And they manifesting. The more you do it, the worse you get. Because he said, you're going to find seven worse than the worst. Dang. So you back and you're getting worse and worse. Then that's when that thing fall in that he talks about reprobate. Now you can't come back. You can't turn around because we kept pushing the envelope. That's another word we want to get into, reprobate. We haven't looked at that. We're not looking at it now today because we got a lot of stuff here we need to look at. Idolatry. Idolatry is the worship of other gods, deities. Paganism. Things of that nature. Idolatry. Idolatry. Let's look at that. Thank you.
getting there. Got it. Wow. Okay, idol. A person greatly admired or beloved, Michael Jackson, Michael Jordan. We don't want to continue because we keep bringing people names up and then we start getting guilt-stricken. Darling, dear, deity, God, favorite fetish, God, goddesses, golden calf, graven image, hero, icon, image, pagan symbol, superstar. It's all up under idolatry. Right? Okay. What's the next one? Witchcraft. No. Yeah, witchcraft. I don't know if this book carried that. Just going to find out. Here it do. And here it is. Witchcraft. Spell casting. Well, like I said, how you gonna speak Hebrew using this bastard language that we use right now that we call English? What's the first thing they teach you how to do? Spell, cast spells. How do you spell bat? B-A-T, bat, spell. I'm casting spells. See that? But you wanna say you speaking Hebrew. Because Jesus is too pagan for you. But Joshua or Yahshua isn't pagan enough for you. But you're still using the same bastard alphabet. See that? Exactly. You ain't any better. In fact, you worse. At least the book I got says, if you change anything in this, you got one coming. And the last thing you see in this book is the name of Jesus. I'm going to stand on that because, well, it was in the 1611. You can miss me with the rest. Anyway, where are we? Oh, yeah. Witchcraft. Wait a minute. And a page turn. Oh, here it is. Okay. Bewitchment, black art, black magic, charisma, conjuring, divination, enchantment, hocus pocus, hoodoo, incantation, jinx. Magnesium, mumbo jumbo, necromancy, occultism, sorcery, spell, voodoo, voodooism, whammy, witchery, witching, wizardry, wizardry. See that? So that's up under witchcraft. And if we look these different words up, you'll find out that witchcraft runs a whole lot further than what we do. But guess what? Most of us probably dabble in it anyway. Just by looking at the synonyms, I can tell you most of us already dabble in it. Just by the synonyms alone. But then again, he told us this too up under witchcraft. Witchcraft also generate rebellion. So a witch will generate rebellion. Rebellion against what? What's good?
what's really good. Rebellion is the sin of witchcraft, and that's what witches do, rebel. Or if a person have a rebellious spirit, they had a spirit of a witch on them. Trust me, you don't want it. Because that person is wicked. And ain't nothing you could do to make that person different. That person is what that person is. Hatred. Hatred. This is another word that falls up under the works of the flesh. Hatred. And it says this, okay, here we go, right. Hatred, abhorrent, dislike, abomination, empathy, aversion, bitterness, coldness, contempt. Detestation, disapproval, disfavor, disgust. You know what? I could put somebody's face on this right now, and I swear by God that I am not sinning thinking of this person like this. And I could legitimately have this feeling in my heart for this person thinking like that. And the Lord is telling me I can't have this feeling. Even though I may have right to think of this person in every means and every light of this word, yet this is an entirely different spirit. I can't hide it. Not move forward. So when you think of this word hatred, I ain't the only one dealing with this. I know I'm not. There's a whole lot of us that got people that we can't stand in this world that we need to outgrow or overcome. Either outgrow them or overcome them. One of the two. But they need to be dealt with. Because that's a snail on your being. Especially if you're not that person that even give a rat about that thing. You know, hate ain't your demo. But these... some people will put a gun in your hand and make you use it. Some people will put, I ain't talking about literally hand you a gun. Some people will have you go get a gun and put it in their head and use it. This is why you have to sever that spirit and cut it off. It don't have nothing to do with, you know, you being righteous than that other person. You're just trying not to sin against God any more than what you already have. So sometimes it's good to not be around, you know, people that you have issues with, because ain't nothing good coming out of it. Especially when it's hatred. Disfavor, disgust, distaste, enmity, envy. Envy is in hatred. Makes sense to me. Horror, hostility, ill will, loathing, malevolence, malice, benignness, no use for, prejudice, revenge, scorn, spit, spite, venom. So, like I said, hatred will have a whole lot of things, man. It'll have your revenge, it'll have you on some murder, it'll have you on a lot of stuff, man. Hatred will put a gun in your hand. anyhow you go kill somebody or murder somebody. God forbid. But this is a spirit. These are devils. You got to understand. When you take on one, you can take on way more than what you think. And also, you can take on some that's way worse than what you started out with. Now, you can't get rid of the ones that you added to yourself because they're controlling you. You can't get rid of them because they're running you. You don't even know it because you're not in control of yourself anymore. So it's impossible for you to get delivered because if you open the door, you let them in. You can't say you want to be delivered and you letting in devils. No, you're saying I want to be infested with devils. And not be delivered. And that I take more joy in devils than I do in the word of God. That's the nature of man. It is what it is. But don't be surprised when God don't choose to live after. Because you chose to live before him, contrary against the law. This is the thing. See, a lot of us don't want to view these fruits of the Spirit because they point out ourselves. Remember now, and once again, I'm going to tell you that when I first read these things, man, I was shocked. I was so shocked. I seen so many faces. And then I start seeing my own. And that's when it got scary. And then I wrote down all these synonyms and I wrote down these words and with my hands so I could remember them. So when I see these spirits, I can acknowledge them. So that's the law. He said, write these things down. So I wrote them down so I don't forget them. That's why I can sit here and talk about them with you as openly, as candid as I am right now, because he put it in my heart to be just that with these things. Open. And as candid as I possibly can be. Variance. We always live. When the last time we dug up the word variance on somebody, you know. You got a cat in the class, man. That brother is showing up on some variance. That sister is so overbearing. Right. Variant. What does that mean? Because he said if you're doing it, you're not getting into the kingdom. So if you're doing it, you won't see God. Variant. Difference about faith, argument, challenge, conflict. So you're one of those people that's confrontational, always arguing. You got the spirit of variance on. That's your problem. And you'll never have to deal with it, never have to accept it. But you find yourself going word for word with somebody for over nothing, that's the spirit of variance. You're entertaining it. And you probably got 7 words than that one, especially if you can't receive the fact that you had a spirit of variance. You see, this is that thing. What else is this? That's
change. So the Lord talk about this person is given a change. They'll change up on you. It'll be one way one minute, and next minute it'll be dogmatic. They could be love one minute and be B-I-T-C-H the next, or H or as butthole the next. Same person, different gender. You know, when we look at these things, that's another thing we fail to do. We fail to acknowledge the fact that women carry these devils too. Far worse than we do. In fact, he said, I'm going to multiply these spirits. So we have to look at that. A lot of us don't look at that because we're always looking at these things as something that we don't do. Yeah, we do. That's another thing. You know, we always look at the guy. We never look at the woman. Oh, the woman is probably one you need to look at. Ask Eve. Witchcraft is under woman. Sorcerer is up under man. Very. What else it says? It says contention. So that Proverbs, when the Lord talk about a contentious man or a contentious woman, they got the spirit of variance on them. That's the problem. Deviation. Difference of opinion. Deviation is to be on one accord and then go and deviate and be on another one. That's it. Difference of opinion. But you know how that works. Different strokes. Know how that works. Discord. Know how that works. Disaccord. In other words, you was on one accord, then you find yourself not on accord. You disaccord yourself. This is that thing. It's not like you was discord. You disaccord yourself. So God helped you right along and gave you the spirit of discord so that you would sow discord with the spirit of variance. Remember now, this is way up the food chain, because he said, they that's doing these things will not see the kingdom. And it goes on, it says, discord. Because he said that person that's sowing discord, we can read that in Proverbs. He said, he that sowed discord, he said, he hates that person. That person is on his hate list. Dissension. Dissent. Disunity. Divergent, flip-flop, inconsistency. Separation, severing, strife, thundering, switch, transmogrification, unharmonious, variation, variety, and an antidote for variance is to be in agreement. Ain't that something? Simple word like that. A simple word to all of these devils that we just got to read up on the variance. One antidote to kill all them devils, and it's called agreement. This is that thing. That's the only thing that can say. Agreement, right? Okay. We're pushing up on 8:15. Let's see. Emulation, right? In fact, look, let's do this. Let's gonna hold up here, right?
We're going to hold up at variance. And God willing, we live, we're going to pick it up at emulation. And we're going to continue to break these words down. And we always halfway through the works of the flesh in Galatians. And then we're going to finish the other part of it, God willing, we live, next Friday. And then we're going to continue on looking at what the sin of flesh is. So we see here, it's a lot. You got witchcraft, you got idolatry, you got adultery, you got fornication, we got sedition and strife and emulation of everything. We got a lot of stuff going on. So our thing is that we are going to pick this back up next week. God willing, we live, man, next Friday. Friday night, Fruits of the Spirit. We're going to get into this because this is what's very, very, very necessary. Amen. So, I want to thank everybody for their time. Everyone is called in on the Happy Sabbath. And as we say here at the Sounds of the Waters, please, brothers and sisters, please, please, please read your Bibles. Amen. Amen. So be here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock a.m. We're going to get back back into the creation. And we're still dealing with the angels, but tomorrow we're dealing with the war in heaven and the cause and effect. Amen? War in heaven, cause and effect. So with that being said, we're going to thank everybody for their time. And we hope, we pray that we edify someone. And once again, as we stay here at the Sound of Living Waters, be your Bibles. Shalom.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.